In this bulletin, allegations Australian authorities searched and seized items from the homes of four Chinese journalists. A new fire hits Greece's largest migrant camp on the island of Lesbos. And in cycling, Caleb Ewan wins stage 11 of the Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Chinese government is claiming Australian authorities searched and seized items from the homes of four Chinese state media reporters in Australia. The Federal Attorney General and ASIO have declined to comment on the alleged raids, which are said to have taken place in June. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Linjian claims Australia has acted irrationally and hypocritically.
The Australian government's actions seriously interrupted the normal reporting activities of the Chinese media in Australia and brutally infringed on the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese journalists in Australia. The actions also caused serious damage to the physical and mental health of the journalists and their families. Their actions fully exposed the hypocrisy of press freedom and the so-called respect of human rights advertised by some people in Australia.
Earlier this week, Australian reporters Bill Birtles and Michael Smith were forced to return from China abruptly after being questioned by China's State Security Ministry amidst worsening relations between the two countries. Fire has again struck Greece's notoriously overcrowded refugee camp on the island of Lesbos, a day after a blaze swept through it and left thousands in need of emergency shelter. The latest fires broke out inside parts of the camp that had not burned in the first blaze, sending people streaming from the camp with their belongings. The New South Wales government has revealed a new COVID-safe plan for students heading into the higher school certificate exams next month. The guidelines have been issued to school principals in the state to make sure students can sit their final exams without disruption. Part of that plan is having a maximum of 75 students per exam room at a time, prioritising cleaning and limiting students' interaction with the rest of the school. Paul Martin from New South Wales Education Standards Authority says the safety of students and staff is their priority.
The students must be checked before they go into the exams, that they must have contingency plans for any closure of the school or particular parts of the exam rooms, and they must have sufficient supervisors.
A Belarusian Nobel Prize-winning writer and journalist has allegedly been harassed by police. Svetlana Alexievich is the last leading member of the Opposition Coordination Council in Belarus who has not been detained. That's after the government started cracking down on dissent after protests swept the country following a disputed election. She called journalists to her home to explain the incident.
The police called me at the door. You know, they were not visible through the peephole. It was incredible because normally I see when people come, when they are downstairs. But here they were professionals. Besides, the police detained Maxim's knack. We do not have anyone else.
In cycling, Australian Caleb Ewan has claimed his second victory in this year's Tour de France after winning a tightly contested sprint to claim the 11th stage. Ewan took the prize after a final chaotic sprint at the end of the 167-kilometre stage. He says it all came together in the final moments.
Yeah, I knew from the first stage I won that, yeah, just keep calm and then just wait for the right time and the right gap to open. And, yeah, it did in the end, quite late to the finish. But, you know, I just had a real desire to win today after yesterday. You know, I was quite disappointed with my sprint. And, yeah, I'm happy to repay my teammates again with a win.
And now a look at today's weather across Australia. Perth, showers increasing and 19 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 24. Melbourne, similar conditions, 20. Hobart, also sunny, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, a shower or two, 17. Sydney, similar conditions, 19. Newcastle, also a shower or two, 19 degrees. Brisbane, showers increasing, 23. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.